Hi.
Well,
hi.
Oh, well, are we actually recording this time?
I'm sorry that those 2 seconds.
This is an omen. It is an omen. Not only do we have the flower full moon on Thursday. Flowering something there.
Something's flowering.
Yes. But, we started off with testicle difficulties.
I mean, in fairness, I don't know. I unplugged my earbobs because y'all have lost. I've left my good earbobs y'all, at the coal mine.
Y'all, he's got the Archer strings hanging out of his ears.
Y'all, it's true. That's all I got. It's true. I feel like an old person right now.
Well, you're just heading down memory lane. Okay. I got nothing.
So we should just start. Okay, perfect.
Just push the button if it's working.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and what? Just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
and
hello.
I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going
on,
guys? What's going
on, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Wow, hello everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 20th of May, 2024, in the Hatty year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I'm your host, one of your hosts, the one who drives. My official title is Executive Chauffeur to the Orange Hats. The name is Bader, Larry H. spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Excuse me, Vader, could you bring the car around?
Spelled correctly is V-A-D-E-R, even the hat's right. And joining me today is not the hat that I drive around, but the hat who hopefully is going to drive me around this week.
It's
Big Fatty, everyone.
I'm a Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Y'all, I tip-a-tap Big Fatty on Friday, and I was like, Big Fatty. I know you don't have anything going on.
Could you pick me up at the crack of dawn?
I mean, 8 a.m. is not exactly the crack of dawn.
That's when the flight leaves.
No, the flight's at 9-something.
Oh, I thought you were saying that you were going to move the flight to 8.
Let's go to our travel expert
who is up in the deathcopter right now. That would be Larry, the travel expert. Larry, how's it looking out there over the roads right now?
Well, Big Fatty, if I could find, what do we call the deathcopter? I can never remember. What is it called?
Deathcopter.
It's just in with the P's. Hi, Big Fatty.
So have you got an update on the travel plans? You know, it's not this weekend, but this coming weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and I know many people will be traveling and didn't know if you could give us just a preview of what the roads are going to look like or how the aerial puertos are going to be.
Well, Big Fatty, I'm here in the traffic helicopter, but I don't know anything about traffic. So what I can report to you on.
Oh, it's a death copter. Do you know anything about death?
Oh, I know a lot about death. Y'all, I'm reporting to you on the premium seat. The reason I switched my flight from 5:30 p.m. until 9:15 a.m. In the morning is because y'all, all the premium seats got snagged up on the flight. And I said, unacceptable. That's not going to be fun. And y'all, the seats were in, they weren't good. And they were near the back. And y'all, I only had a 45-minute layover.
Oh, that's not good.
And it was a big plane. So I said, you know, that is not worth the stress. And y'all, I wouldn't get to eat. I would miss dinner. So y'all, I switched to the 9-something a.m. in the morning flight, which I've been trying to load on the computer. It will not load, so we'll just load it. It's a big fat.
So you think you've switched?
No, I definitely have switched. Y'all, the flight is at 9:10 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
But y'all booked a little a long layover because, this is the issue. This is the issue for those of us who travel.
The fat needs to eat the free food.
Well, the fat needs to eat, period, or not. But also, y'all, the thing about Vegas is, you know, sometimes you get to a hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, and you're like, I'm a little bit early, and I know it's not check-in time yet. And they'll say, well, Mr. Vader, if we have any rooms available, we'll go ahead. Y'all, in Vegas, they're like, well, for $50, we'll check and see if there are rooms available. So there's really no point in getting there early.
Right.
Which is why I usually get there late. But y'all, as it is, I have a little 3-hour layover in the Houston, which is not ideal.
I hear they're having floods there.
The weather there has not been ideal. Luckily, inside the airport, it will not matter.
Oh, well, that's good.
But y'all, so I said, well, I can just have a cocktail or five at the United Club.
At 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay.
No, I get to Houston at, I don't know. I have no idea.
10:30. Plus, you'll be in the premium seat, so you'll get the complimentary cocktails on the flight.
No, United doesn't do that. No, not unless you're first. And I didn't get. There's no way I'll get first. This flight's way too booked. It's a 175, which is the little 18-row aircraft. It's a little tiny plane. But I landed 11:15 a.m. in the morning. And Houston,
it'd be early morning drink. So Bloody Marys or the Mimosa?
Oh, it'll be a Bloody. Y'all, the United Club makes a delicious Bloody Mary. I think every travel bar, like whether it's an airport or at a hotel, y'all, they make the delicious Bloodies. So,
now, do you get it on the spicy side?
The best part about the club is they don't even ask. They said, did you need that mild? Like, it's going to come out spicy.
Okay.
And depending on how big of a bill they see you in your hand to put in the tip jar is how big it is and how much goodness it has in it. So
you're referring to the amount of flavoring goes into flavoring. It. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The flavoring. Mm-hmm. So y'all, I'll have a few cocktails a sandwich and some maybe.
Now, will they still be serving the brofkas, or will they have switched over like at 10:30 a.m. in the morning to the brunch?
I would imagine probably wouldn't get in the United Club until at least 11:30. That'll be lunch. That'll be That'll be sandwiches, and then on Wednesdays, I believe it's
maybe an olive bar.
There is usually an olive bar, and it's Mexican on Wednesdays for lunch, I believe. It's pretty good, and there's a salad bar, so we'll have a little salad and some cheese.
So, in other words, you're going to drink Bloody Marys and eat Mexican food in an airport
lounge. They do have the private turls, so you know.
Well, I'm just thinking about the poor person that has to sit beside you between Houston and Las Vegas.
Hopefully I get an upgrade on that flight. It doesn't really matter. I already have a good seat, so it doesn't really matter. But you know, when we're on the vacay, we like to treat ourselves.
Absolutely.
A little bit. So y'all were watching it, and if the seats start booking up, we might just pay for an upgrade.
There you go.
So we're doing that. So there won't be a show next week, but y'all land in the Las Vegas.
Perfect way to celebrate Memorial Day, not having an LFC.
But that's okay. You won't have us to listen to, so you can tune in to Miss Bacon's new podcast.
Yes, and you can find that at?
Oh, I have no idea. She has not shared that with me. And if Daniel Bieber is her technical assistant, y'all, it will be the most complicated podcast ever. And the audio will still just be, meh. Because you know it's at Daniel.
Now she did share pictures of the studio. I don't know if you saw those.
First of all, you lost me at PC. Y'all, it was all plugged into a PC, and I was like, boy, you've really made this difficult. Ain't nobody worried about Miss Bacon or Big Fatty's sound quality. Let's be honest here. They just want it to be funny and clever. So that's, anyway, I don't know why they're going
to. Well, so why do they listen to the BFO?
Right, right. But y'all, I don't know. It just had Daniel Brewer written all over it. And I cringed when I saw that. But y'all, she knows I would gladly assist her. In fact, I think she asked my opinion. And I was like, you don't need all that. And she listened to someone else. So.
Wasn't me.
Well, God knows that's obvious. But y'all, in my hands.
Look at there, y'all.
Y'all. The reason I said I was the hat chauffeur is as you hear this.
yes.
As you hear this. Lock my mouse. Well, I'll be in the jalopy on my way to Hatville, because I'm sure you're all listening the minute you wake up, to pick up the hats and drive them back to the Charlestons.
Yeah. Now, how far of a drive is it to Hatville?
It is 140 miles. All of that is the intrastates, though. So it's about 2 hours, a little over 2 hours, because I'll be leaving from the coal mine about 1 p.m. in the afternoon.
Well, that's a good time to leave.
Right, right. So we should get back here about 5:30, maybe 6 o'clock. And y'all, I said, you know, where do you want to eat? Because you need to eat something. And, you know.
Right.
Oh, well, do you have a Cracker Barrel there?
Oh.
We do, but there are other options, including, because y'all, they're staying at the Holiday Inn Express near the villa. And I said, well, there are plenty of other options. Oh, no, we don't want to upset our stomachs. And I said, so you're going to eat at the Cracker Barrel.
You could take them to the S&S cafeteria.
Well, right. Right. That would.
Well, it's bland. You know, everything's bland there.
Right. Just salty. Salty. But yeah, so for Father Hat has a little procedure on Tuesday morning. And then after the procedure, y'all, it's supposed to be about an hour. So, of course, it'll probably take 7. But after the procedure, get back in their jalopy, drive them home, and then get in my jalopy. And come home. Pack my underpants in a bag that I have not yet purchased.
Okay.
working on that. And then get up Wednesday morning. And y'all, the Ruby Red will be tooting it over here and off to the area of Puerto. And y'all off to the Lost Wages for 6 days, 7 days.
Now, do you have any shows booked?
So, yes. Rumor has it that there is interest in going to see the Australian Bee Gees. So don't need advance tickets for that so much. Y'all, if I've gotten one notification that there is lightning in the area, I probably have gotten 45 in the last 30 minutes. It's just blow my phone up. By the way, there's lightning in the area. But
and by the area, you mean?
Outside.
Very different.
Yeah, very different. Lightning in the area is not a good thing, but y'all and then myself and my friend Larry are going to see the O on Monday night. So
now, will you make time to see the fountains while you're there?
The Bellagio fountains? Yes. I mean, it's at the Bellagio. It's at the Bellagio, so
I know, that's why I ask.
I guess I've seen the Bellagio fountains, and I'm certain Lair has, so we might stick our head out, but they should be running. So yeah, you know, who doesn't love a fountain? Y'all, we're going to the Strip. You know how I feel about the Strip.
You know, now will you be taking 3 coins to the fountain?
Well, I thought you meant to the machine to get a press penny.
Oh no. No, we've had to play the bagpipes on that.
Where'd that go?
He can't find it.
Well, I just saw it. There it is.
Oh well.
Yeah. So no, won't be taking any coins, because you know the slot machines do not use the coins. Now I know for the old people, they probably can't believe that it doesn't just throw quarters out at you, but No such luck. No such luck. It's just electronic. So won't be taking any of the coins. Y'all, I've got it. After we record today, I've got to run out looking for a piece of luggage. Y'all, I've looked everywhere to try to find something that's not a piece of garbage. And it's possible. Unfortunately, that means it cost about $400.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going
to... Would you like to borrow one of mine?
No, I need one. Because, y'all, as soon as we get back, I've got to turn around. Y'all, we get back on... Or I get back on Tuesday night at 10 p.m. That's the day after Memorial Day. And y'all, on Thursday night at 7 p.m., I've got to fly to Washington, D.C. for 4 days. So I will, you know, I need the luggage. So, and I have Gertrude. She's still here, but, you know, I don't know that it would make it. And y'all, it's a little embarrassing if we're being honest. I have my finger on the buy now button on a bag on the Amazons, but not really in love with it, but it's inexpensive enough that I'll deal. Ooh. I think the lightning was over here at the Vader family compound.
I was it sounded like there was rain coming down, but it's not raining, so.
Yeah. I think up here in the Upchuck we missed the worst of it today. It looks like it's moving through the eastern side of town. But gotta find the luggage. Y'all, I gotta go by the ATM machine and get the cash money. Because I only have $40, and if there's one thing we know, it's that everywhere in Vegas only takes cash, basically. So, gotta get some more cash money, and yeah, then we're gonna be ready to go. So it's gonna be a whirlwind few days, but who doesn't love a whirlwind other than fat people? Big Fatty is staring out the window,
and it is now pouring down.
Oh, well, there you go. You know, lightning has been detected in the area.
Just checking my the weather. Oh yeah, rain for the next hour.
Ooh, ooh. Where's my? Why is there no radar on mine? It's just gone. Okay, there it goes.
Ooh. We got yellow rain right now. Ooh. It's not red.
Yeah, it looks like you do. I do not. So it looks like it. But y'all, the rain is right over the villa, but going around the Vader family compound. So how about that?
Huh.
Well, Big Fatty, how was your week? Any big news?
Well, I had a very busy weekend. You know, as you probably know, it was Poodle's birthday.
Oh.
And
did you need to borrow my ankle?
Quite the hootenanny.
Yeah. Just saw you.
It was quite the hootenanny.
Oh.
Yeah. But
okay.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you, the Von's East coconut custard cake.
It's delicious.
Delicious. Yeah.
It's not, the only thing I don't like about it is the actual frosting.
It's
just a tiny bit of fake taste to it. It doesn't.
It's not marshmallow, but it's not buttercream.
Right.
It's kind of...
It's that old-timey... It's the frosting my mother used to make.
Yeah, it's kind of crunchy.
Yeah. It sets.
And yes.
That keeps it from drying. The cake doesn't dry out. The frosting doesn't run. I get why they choose that. I just don't like it.
It didn't keep me from eating.
Well, right. But did you just sit down with a fork and just eat the whole thing?
Well, you know, Miss Bacon would not have eaten this because it was a round cake.
Oh.
No corners.
Y'all, I've got the phlegm coming again. And I don't like it.
Is it the popper throat?
Yeah, that's it. Took the Mucinex right before we recorded, so it'll probably all just... The gates.
Y'all, there will be a giant glob of glop coming out of his mouth here in a minute.
Well, also other places. Ooh, rain.
Oh!
It says rain stopping soon. Y'all, it's not raining. Well, it might be. I can't see out the window, but because the blinds are closed, much like over at the villa. But y'all, weather. It's very exciting. Well, now. So does Poodle, I guess Poodle likes coconut cake.
Oh. One of the favorites.
Coconut cake is a very divisive dessert.
Yes, I agree.
You know, I love the coconuts. The Hatterina makes what she calls a 7-day coconut cake, which involves you bake the cake and then you, for days, you just saturate it in this coconut syrup and, you know, then you do this and you do that, and it takes like a week to actually fully make the cake. So that is one of my favorite desserts.
It sounds gooey.
It's very moist. It's very moist. But y'all, I doubt there will be a coconut cake.
Much like the Depends that some people wear.
Right. Well,
very moist.
There was talk of, oh, I better put the extra Depends in the car. And I said, well, I'd recommend you put them in the bag that you're packing, because the car will be with me. Because y'all, they always, well, you should just stay at the motel with us.
Oh,
why? God. I live right down the street. I'll stay at home, because y'all.
Well, get back into life.
Right. I would assume I would not sleep well staying in the motel. With
them.
Yes. With both hats in the same room. What could possibly... Y'all, they stay up until like 1 o'clock in the morning. And then, oh, we didn't get much sleep last night. Well, that's because you stayed up until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, we just couldn't get comfortable. You know, we're not in our own bed. And, you know...
Y'all, in the Chronicles of life that happens after 40. Y'all, mm-hmm. I injured my shoulder this week. Any guess on how I did it?
Wiping?
Less physically active than that. sleeping.
Rolling over in the bed?
Uh-huh. Y'all, I woke up and I was like, am I having the heart? No, I've just pulled my shoulder. Y'all, it is pinched. Right, there's a little pinched nerve. Mm. Oh, terrible. And so we had to run out to the Target and get the Bengay.
Oh, well, you'll be smelling just like the hats.
Y'all, I had a meeting on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. So of course, by the time I got there, I mean, it's not that I hadn't been awake for a while, but you know, fresh in the day. So the Bengay was kicking. So everyone was like, oh, I could just see that when I walked in, they were just like, what is that?
Ooh.
Did an old person
better that than the leaking Depends.
Well, that's true. Speaking of leaking Depends.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I amaze you by telling you who they are, why you'd remember them, and why Big Fatty sometimes doesn't even know them, because he just knows, you know, the basics. But then I get it wrong sometimes if they're dead or alive. So, yeah.
Mm. Yes. Let's well, we're going to just start out with a tough one for you, Mindy Cohn.
Mindy Cohn, y'all, I think her acting career is dead as a doornail, but she is still alive, y'all. She was that Natalie in The Facts of Life.
You are correct. Mindy Cohn is alive and was Natalie in The Facts of Life. All right. Earl Spencer.
Earl Spencer is dead, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you chose this one. Another easy one.
Yeah.
Y'all, that was Princess Diana's father, Earl Spencer.
Mm-hmm. Earl Spencer is alive, and he is the brother of Diana. Ah. Princess of Wales. So, yeah,
you didn't say the third.
Well, it didn't say the third on here, so that's why I didn't say the third. So, how about that? All right, let's just move on. James Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart. Y'all, dead as a doornail. Comedian, actor. Dead as a doornail.
Jimmy Stewart, dead. He was in Wonderful Life. Not so wonderful from what I understand, but Oh, I got it a little. All right. Let's see here. Where is that one? Bronson Pinchot.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Now, you're going to know him from something different than me. But Bronson mm-hmm. Pinchot, y'all, he is alive, I would think. Mm-hmm. He's got to be old as dirt by now. But he was that Balky in Perfect Strangers.
Bronson Pinchot is 3 years younger than me. Uh-huh. And he is alive, and he was in Perfect Strangers and in Beverly Hills Cop. Have we got time for one more?
Wasn't he?
It's a tough one.
Wasn't he a Mork and Mindy also? Didn't he have a recurring role? And Mork and Mindy,
I don't
that's
think
what I
so.
Thought you have known him from. Okay.
Have we got time for one more? It's a tough one.
We sure do.
All right. Chair. C-H-E-R.
Oh.
Chur?
Sure. Hey, babes, it's me.
See her?
Sure. Y'all, Cher is alive. Y'all, she has been outspoken lately up on that social media. As y'all, you would probably know her from, well, you would know her from a lot of things, but mostly her music and her long flowing black hair. Y'all, one of the highlights of going to Vegas is every Saturday night they play Dark Lady in the Fun Hog Saloon, and y'all, the whole bar does the clapping at the right time.
So you're saying people in the Fun Hog have the clap?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. 100%. Cher is alive, and American Grammy Award winning singer, I got you, babe. And if I could turn back time. And she was, you know, she was in Mask and Moonstruck and Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Huh? And, you know, quite an actress also. And she's 77 years old.
I know. It's, it's hard to believe that she's more ancient than Big Fatty.
It really is.
But y'all, you know, she's got that daughter, Chaz.
Hey, Chaz.
Mommy, Chaz, can I have a peanut butter sandwich, please?
Could I have peanut butter toast?
Oh, Cher. The Cher joke's never... Cool. Y'all, she is a national treasure. Are y'all... Am I the only one...
Yes.
...that is absolutely mortified that something's going to happen to either, like, Kathy and Jimmy or... what's the other character actress? Jennifer, what's her name from White Lotus? Coolidge. Am I the only one that is just like, y'all, I keep the death watch out because I'm like, they are so good. It's just a matter of time before one of them goes on to glory.
Did you, the only reason I'm asking is because you said the name Kathy, did you see that Kathy Bates is going to be on a show this fall on CBS?
I did not.
Yes. The name of the show is Matlock.
Oh, dear God. I did see this. I completely forgot.
Mrs. Matlock.
They cannot. There are no original ideas left. There are none. And y'all.
The Andy Griffith Show starring Kathy Bates.
Y'all. The next thing you know, they're going to have this original idea to remake Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, well, you know. Ooh. Oh.
Ooh.
Y'all,
there's a...
Hey, lady, I wouldn't go in there if I were you.
But you know it's true. They're going to... It's only a matter of time.
Well, maybe it'll be... She Wrote a Murder.
Right. It'll be something like that. I can't.
Will it be in Cabot Cove again?
Well, it'll be in like. Yeah, actually, it will be. I mean, they're not going to change. It'll be the same story. It'll be like James Bond. They'll just keep recycling.
Now, will they
the same story.
Will they be able to get people to that were in the original to come back and reprise their roles as, you know, I don't know, maybe a taxi driver or a spokesperson for Eagle Snack? Oh, too soon.
Y'all, I was about to put my foot in my mouth. I was going to say, how are they going to come back? They're all dead. But
Well,
some just smell like them.
dead or just close.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I'm sorry, did you say smell like death?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.